Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Stacey Sage.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we are interviewing Lauren Cowan, winner of the 2023 Sheep and Wool Ambassador Competition at the Royal Agriculture Winter Fair.
Welcome, Lauren. Thanks for joining us on Flock Talk.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Lauren. Can you please tell us about yourself? When did you get involved in sheep farming?
Hey, so I've been involved with sheep my whole life. My family has been sheep farming for about 20 years, and I've been part of it ever since. I got heavily into sheep in about 2018 when I started joining my local 4-H club and started sheep showing. I got a few of my own sheep as well. And then after that, it just kind of came naturally with some purebreds and more commercial crossbreds.
And you sound extremely mature, but you are in high school still, right, Lauren? Sounds like you've had a whole lifetime of sheep farming.
Yeah. Currently in grade 11.
Yeah. And that's going to be absolutely shocking to people as we went on. So I wanted to say that in the first place because you are so amazingly involved.
Thank you.
So Lauren, can you talk to us a little bit about how the sheep and wool industry has impacted your life? How did you sort of present yourself when you were in this competition?
The funny thing is, actually, that was my question for my speech. So part of it was I had a speech and I answered the question, the impact of the sheep and wool industry on my life, and which was that I was a kid and I was very shy. And I found that being a part of all these sheep and wool events, such as going to Ontario Sheep Farmers conferences, meetings with my dad, stuff like that, I open up to people more often. And then eventually came that when I go to school, I talk to people more. In public, I talk to people more as well. And I've also found like a few parts of jobs as well. So since I'm young, I don't really have a ton of work experience, but I've started doing a bit of shearing for my local 4-H club, cure like two or three different lambs at a time. And for the competition as well, I get to socialize with a lot more people because of that. So aside from the speech, I got to interview the judges as well. I made an outfit out of wool and wool materials. And I also got to do a little walk around with my lamb. So it was a really nice experience for me to go there and be very social and really present myself according to the sheep world.
That's amazing. Such a great opportunity. Can you tell us just a little bit more about the Sheep and Wool Ambassador Program?
Yeah, it's a great opportunity for youth. So I believe it's under 21 or so to really present themselves and show their leadership in the sheep world. Especially at the Royal Winter Fair, there is a lot of competitors in the junior show. It is absolutely mind-blowing how many people can be there and the high degree of competition there as well. So it's a chance for some people to really show their leadership, their passion for sheep as well. And it's also part of the tradition of the Royal Winter Fair Sheep Show. You have your wool ambassador, which is formerly known as the ladies' lead. They'll be handing out ribbons, taking pictures with the winners, and just overall socializing in the event.
I was there. I watched you win. I thought you did an incredible job. So congratulations. That was great.
Thank you so much.
What was the driving factor? Why did you want to compete?
It's been something I've wanted to do ever since I was a little kid. I've always loved sheep. I only heavily got into sheep farming, like I said, a few years ago, but I've loved just being around the sheep and especially starting showing. I've just fallen in love with the idea of sheep showing. And it's something I really wanted to show my passion for, my leadership. I had family members who were encouraging me and supporting me. I did my local show, like fair ambassador. I did that like the beginning summer. So I really just wanted to increase my leadership and show just how much I love my sheep.
Amazing. Can you explain a little bit more about what the process was like for applying to this?
Yep. So beforehand, I came up with an outfit, which was a little scarf that I made. I kind of wanted to have a personal connection with a lot of my outfit. So I had a scarf that was made out of personal wool from my farm. I had a coat from my mom, a skirt from my grandma. I had some really nice shoes and special wool socks, as well as a little hat and pins that I made for my lamb and myself out of wool from my places as well. My lamb also had a matching scarf with me. So before that, I had the nice outfit, and I also had to fill out a nice little, I guess I'd call it entry form. It was a bit different than a usual entry form, though. I had to put about myself, past experiences with sheep, my plans for the future, about my outfit, submitted that as well, prepared my speech, and I was ready to go for the competition.
Oh, fantastic. And do you know how many other people you were competing against at that time?
I was competing against 4 other people. So it wasn't huge, but it was definitely strong competition.
Wonderful. And do you have anything to suggest to future contestants before applying?
I definitely suggest being very personal with your approach and your entry. I like to say to people that if you don't enter and you're not very proud of what you have, you're not going to want to do it. Have your outfit. It doesn't have to be the most stylish pre-outfit, but include wool. Have it something that, you know, is special to you. When you bring your lamb in the ring, maybe bring a wool lamb since it's a wool competition. If not, bring a lamb that's really special to you. Just make sure you enjoy your time at the competition and don't stress at all about it. It's very relaxed and everybody's so proud of everybody walking out of the ring.
I absolutely concur. I think that the judges all just really wanted you guys to do your best. And everybody who was watching was just super proud of you all before you even opened your mouth. We just thought you were doing such a great job being there. So yeah, I agree with that wholeheartedly. So tell us about what opportunities the position has opened up for you. What have you done over the last year?
Yeah, so it's actually really cool. During the competition, I got to meet Amber Marshall from the show Heartland. After that, I've gone to a few smaller events for my local 4-H club, such as like the year-end banquets. I've gone to OSF meetings. I've also met some very important people, such as the past agriculture minister and the lieutenant governor for Ontario. So I've really been able to go out there and show just the sheep industry and even promote the sheep and wool world in the way that I want. Since I only have a few duties, which are handing out ribbons, I've kind of made it to what I want it to be.
And you were at a wool event last night too, weren't you?
I was, yes.
Fantastic.
And then do you have lots of responsibility coming up for Royal Winter Fair then too, to pass the torch to the next ambassador?
All it really is just, I go to hand ribbons out. So do that, take pictures as well. Kind of, there's a few times I'll have to, you know, give a little talk about, you know, what are you looking for in the future, just kind of to pass the time as well. But other than that, I think I just take a lamb in the ring during the ambassador competition, walk out and crown the next ambassador, and that's it.
Amazing.
Can you show this year as the ambassador? Can you?
I can. I've decided not to, since the junior show is usually so hectic and packed. I'm taking the year off from that, especially I'm also in the intermediate category this year for the first time. So just moving up a category gets difficult. I feel like just take the break while I have it. I have an excuse to. I am going to pause handing out ribbons for a bit on Thursday while I show Southdowns. But other than that, it's just going to be handing stuff out.
Okay. So you are going to show for your firm then at some point on the weekend?
Yeah. Yep.
Awesome.
Very cool.
Well, that's exciting. I will see you there for part of the time anyway. I don't know my royal schedule yet, but I'll definitely be there for the sort of junior sheep show and the market lamb show. But
that sounds good.
Thanks, Lauren. How do you plan to be involved in the sheep and wool industry in the future?
I really want to continue with sheep farming. It's something I've loved for so long, and I definitely don't want to stop that, especially with showing as well. I've also started a little bit with wool. So, like I said earlier, a little bit about, making the scarves and the little pins out of wool. I think that's really cool. And I'd like to continue doing small things like that. I've also started with a few Romneys, which you may have seen at the Royal Winter Fair last year. And I'd like to continue more with using their wool to produce goods and sell that as well. And it's definitely something I'm not going to stop in the future. The sheep world has really become a big part of my life, and it's something I'm definitely going to continue with.
Amazing. Thanks, Lauren, for joining us today.
Thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday to hear from our visitor from New Zealand, Mark Ferguson. Hey, Aaron, what's new going on at OSF?
This summer, OSF did a summer barbecue lamb promotion at Longo's stores. The campaign ran for 4 weeks in July and August and featured 2 enticing recipes. with videos and product shots. We ran those ads on Facebook, Instagram, and on YouTube, and we specifically targeted people living in a 2-kilometer radius around 2 Longo stores. During the 2-week video campaign, OSF tracked ad impressions, video completions, likes, saves, and website clicks. We ended up having 1.5 million views across all 3 social media platforms, 1.3 million on Facebook and Instagram, and 200,000 on YouTube. We achieved a cost per 1,000 clicks of just over $2, which is significantly lower than the $3 to $8 industry average. Overall, our organization is very happy with how things went, and we even increased sales at Longo's stores by 2% during the promotion. If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe through your podcast app to receive alerts for future episodes, and please share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, at Ontario Sheep on X, and visit our website at OntarioSheep.org.